I ask your prayers for those celebrating birthdays this week. Those who have birthdays include Ted Fleming, Charles Yanusa, Mary Kay Grzebian, and Ray Esposito. Let us pray. O God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I also ask your prayers for the sick and the troubled who have been commended to us. Aiden, Angela, Chris, Jeremiah, Justin, Michael, Sam, Truls, Paula, Gail, Sheila, Alda and Madeline, Andy and Alice, David, Marie, Larry, Alyssa and Gray, Jim and Rosemary, Christina, Francis and Tom, Ruth, Claire, Jane, Janine, Rebecca, Mary, Michelle, Parker, Jane, Carol, Brian, Liz, Jennifer, Ryan, Jamie, Elizabeth, Frank, Beverly, William, Suzanne, Flay, Ed, Jonathan, Nancy, John, Lori, Brooke, Anne, John, Irene, Diane, Jim, Andy, Hal, Kathy, Sarah, Valerie, Ryan, Meg, Marty, Nathaniel, Kimberly, Chrissy, David, Ned, Grant, Deb, Joan, Maureen, Catherine, Peg, Roy, Elka, Margaret, Joanna, Chris, Cynthia, Lyle, Hugh, Rebecca, Emily, Mike, Nick, Ralphie, Donna, Dennis, Heather, Mary, and Tom. O God, we thank you for all the good gifts that fill our lives, for love that makes life beautiful, for thoughts that uplift and make us glad, and for the fullness of joy that your presence brings. Comfort and strengthen those in any need or trouble, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs. May they be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for those who have died and for those who grieve their passing. For Dr. Charles Willie, former vice president of the Episcopal House of Deputies, who preached the sermon at the ordination of the first 11 women priests in the Episcopal Church. That service was held at the Church of the Advocate in Philadelphia on July 29, 1974. Gracious God, we pray to you for those we love but see no longer. Grant them your peace. Let light perpetual shine upon them. And in your loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of your perfect will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.